heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning, Dr. Sam, here at the American Freedom Network. This is Morning David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. The problem we have in America today is that people have forgotten what our form of government is. And they look to government to solve our problems, not understanding that government can't solve our problems. Government is the problem. And those immortal words of Ronald Reagan, and even though Ronald Reagan certainly didn't necessarily believe everything he said, I believe everything he said. And he said the most frightening words in the world were, "I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." Well, basically, our government was never intended to help. It was intended to give the framework for a society where people could be free, where the power of the central authority would be limited for the first time in history, so that men could develop to their maximum capacity. This idea of liberty under God was the very foundation of this society, but it's all been forgotten. In fact, our government today attacks God. Why? Because they know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and the people from the invisible government who control the United States today do not believe in liberty. They want a situation where a ruling oligarchy can determine the fate not only of everyone in the United States, but throughout the world. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And 43 cents out of every dollar they spend has to be borrowed. They're laying the pathway towards a financial crisis that will collapse our economy. And at that point, they'll be able to step in and say, well, we're going to have to just take away your freedom. But of course, so we're going to be able to reestablish law and order and reestablish government services. And you're going to have to give up your freedom to obtain the luxury of living in this country. And they're going to do the same thing to nations throughout the world. There's going to be chaos unless you give up your sovereignty and merge with this into the world government. David Whitney, you pick up the story about our Constitution and why it is so vitally important.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. And indeed, our founders feared strong centralized government. They knew that in the hands of human beings who are fallen sinners, they understood the biblical worldview of what human nature is, that even the best of human beings are fallen sinners who have a propensity to abuse power when they have the opportunity to do so. So that you don't want to trust anyone with unchecked power. You want to build all kinds of multiple checks and balances, three branches of government, four levels of government, federal, state, county, and then local down even at the town level. But all of these are designed to prevent any one individual or any group of individuals, an oligarchy, from reigning over us tyrannically and stripping us of our God-given rights. And what you've described, Dr. Stan, is exactly the opposite of what our founders structured our government to do, to protect us from tyranny and protect us from having our God-given rights stripped away by evildoers. And so our Constitution, a marvelous document, it's certainly the best that the world has to offer in terms of in this era of time, but it was designed to do exactly that, to place chains, as Thomas Jefferson so aptly said, place chains upon, the chains of the Constitution upon the federal government. The federal government's only supposed to do very limited, delegated, enumerated things. We've talked about that in previous sessions on Article 1, Section 8. Last time we talked about Article 1, Section 9. So Article 1, Section 8 says this is what Congress can do. These are the limited 18 things we give Congress power to do. Then Article 1, Section 9 says this is what Congress cannot do, a list of 8 things that are prohibited to Congress. Then Article 1, Section 10 this morning deals with the limitations upon state authority. That is, every state that came into the Union, every state that chose to join the Union, was also choosing to limit themselves in the respects that are listed here in Article 1, Section 10. First of all, states may not enter treaties, alliances, or confederations with other countries. In other words, we have given that power, taken it from the states, and given that power to the federal government, so that all together, collectively, all 50 states are going to enter into any alliances or treaties or confederations with other countries of the world. Likewise, so there's a treaty-making power that the states have given to the federal government. The second element of that is that individual states cannot grant letters of marque and reprisal. These are acts of war that are war that's done on a private scale, so to speak, as I think Ron Paul was the only one who suggested as a result of the 9/11 attacks. What should have happened was not this war on terror that has been conducted, but rather what should have happened was letters of marque and reprisal giving basically a privateer the power to go and look for this turban-headed guy hiding in a cave, and him and his cohorts, take them out and deal with them directly, and no one else would be affected. It wouldn't be declaring war on Afghanistan or war on Iraq or whoever, but it would just be a surgical strike that was a privateer force, not even a professional army, but a privateer force that was granted this letter of marque and reprisal. Well, the states yielded up that power and said, no, the federal government alone will have the power to grant letters of marque and reprisal, and appropriately so, because our confederation of states that came together in the Constitution was saying war-making powers, that is, war-making powers, have to be yielded to the federal government and allow them to handle those kind of issues for all of the states together. The third element of what states may not do is that states may not issue paper money, or actually states may not coin their own money, and it says very clearly here that states may not accept in payment anything but gold or silver. Fascinating. Only gold and silver are states permitted to accept as payment for any debt that you owe to the state. So say you owe the state, oh, I don't know, what's you could talk about any of the taxes that you pay to the state, property tax or income tax or you know, the tax you pay when you purchase things, sales tax. According to our Constitution, they can only receive gold or silver in payment for any debts that are owed to them as the state government. If they accept anything other than gold and silver, they are violating this contract that we the people have entered into in creating this union of now 50 states. But no state today accepts only gold and silver in payment for content. In other words, they all accept fiat currency, those pieces of paper we call Federal Reserve notes.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, remind everyone that due to happenings like weather, hazardous driving conditions, and numerous trauma cases, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Please, if you're healthy, give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. If you can't, please encourage those who can to do so. It could save a life. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 323-2233.
Well, this is hard. And you must understand our founding fathers feared that eventually someone would come along and control the finances of this country and then control the country itself. That's why they wanted the foundation of our monetary system to be gold and silver. But there is a small group of very wealthy and powerful people, we call them the banksters, who realized, of course, that little by little, if they could basically get us away from gold and silver to the use of paper money, which they would control and they would print and they would distribute, eventually they could enslave the people. In other words, they would keep the gold and silver that get us into worthless paper and eventually then collapse the value of that paper, impoverish the people of our land, destroy the value of their pensions and of their annuities, of their bank accounts, and of their bonds, and their stocks, and anything that they have that is related to paper money. And eventually the people would become impoverished, and they would have a ruling elite, a new feudal society, and then everybody else impoverished. And that's exactly what they're doing today. And they've destroyed the value of our currency. They're moving into gold and silver. They're manipulating the prices of that, as they do the prices of everything. But ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of a great inflation. And you're about to see in the coming years what happens to a nation that is based upon a paper currency where the gold and the silver are in the hands of a ruling elite. Go right ahead.
And you're right, Dr. Stan, our founders had experience with this. This was not a theory that they just follow. Oh, that's a nice idea, gold and silver. They had direct experience because under the Articles of Confederation, states printed paper currency. The federal government printed paper currency known as the Continental. In fact, they paid the soldiers who fought in the War for American Independence. They paid them with these Continentals, and these things became so worthless, the phrase still exists today more than 200 years later, worthless as a Continental. They were worth less than a penny on the dollar. And so if you had a paper Continental, people were throwing them away, basically, because they were virtually worthless until our Constitution was ratified and the promise was made to pay those debts. And then those Continentals became worth something because they could be exchanged for gold or silver. And so our founders had experience with hyperinflation and at the same time a serious recession that was a result of having fiat paper currency backed by nothing, that the government just prints up as much of it as it wants, and the price of everything goes to the roof, and economic chaos ensues. And they said, we're not going to allow that to happen again. And so they wrote that here into the Constitution. And you have to reason with our founders, wait a minute, if the state governments, if all 50 state governments had to use gold and silver and could not accept anything other than gold and silver, then of course that would mean the federal government could not use anything other than gold and silver. This statement here in Article 1, Section 10 of our United States Constitution says that the only constitutional money in these United States is gold and silver, which means ever since the Federal Reserve came into existence in 1913 FDR stole the gold in the Great Depression. And then Nixon finally took us off the gold standard in 71. Since those events have taken place, we have been directly violating this provision of the Constitution, and it's a disaster for our economy, a disaster for everything. And basically, as you said, we've got crooks running the show. That's why we don't have gold and silver. But individuals can still buy gold and silver, trade with gold and silver with one another. In fact, we can just bypass the Federal Reserve notes if we choose to do so, if individuals choose to engage in contracts and exchange that are based upon real money, that is constitutional money, gold and silver. And so actually there was several states that were proposing, at least there was a bill moving through their House and through their Senate that would move those states to the gold or the silver standard, saying that the states would only accept gold or silver because that's what the Constitution required of them, and therefore the people to pay their debts owed to the state governments would have to acquire gold and silver to make those payments. And then all of a sudden, gold and silver would come into circulation in those specific states. I thought, that's a unique way of getting the process started of returning to sound money. And our founders wisely crafted this, and of course the banksters have wisely destroyed this to their benefit and to our detriment. So only the federal government was permitted to coin money. And the reason why this was is that there would therefore be a standard across the board, across all, in that time, 13 states, but today all 50 states would have the same standard. So if you took a 1 ounce silver coin from one state and then you went over to another state, you would all be working off the same standard. And this, again, would create an economic zone where free trade is maximized because everybody's using the same standards of a measure for what is a unit of money in gold or silver. And, again, all this comes back to one of the primary reasons why the Articles of Confederation were in need of being revised, and in case what our founders did is really replace them with the Constitution, was the economic problems that ensued from not having a common standard, not having basically a free trade zone among the states that were part of the Articles of Confederation and ultimately part of the Union. So all of these things were a great boon to the economy of the United States once the Constitution was ratified. They're a great, great benefit. The fourth item on the list of things that states cannot do in Article 1, Section 10 is pass Bill of Attainder, and we talked about this when we looked at Article 1, Section 9. A Bill of Attainder is basically the legislature acting as if it were a courtroom that it hears evidence and it brings in witnesses and it makes a decision. It acts as the judge and the jury and ultimately it renders a verdict, and that verdict would be a bill of attainder saying this person is guilty and here's their crime and so on and so forth. Just as the federal government on the legislative level cannot issue bills of attainder, so the state governments cannot issue bills of attainder. Along that same lines, paralleling the restrictions on the federal government, Article 1, Section 10, the fifth item says that states cannot pass ex post facto law. We discussed this as well in Article 1, Section 9, that this is a law that's made retroactive. So once the law is passed, you become guilty for actions you did before the law passed when it was legal to do so. Obviously, this is unfair. This is unjust to pass ex post facto law, and that's forbidden. State governments cannot do that. The sixth item on the list, and this is a very important one, that states may not pass laws that impair the obligation of contracts. When two people choose to enter into a contract and they both sign on the dotted line in that contract, our framers believe that the right to make and enforce those contracts was a God-given right. And as they said in the Declaration of Independence, the only reason human civil government exists at all is to secure and protect our God-given rights. Those God-given rights are spelled out in God's Word, and one of those aspects of that is Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That is, when you make a commitment, when you sign a contract, you better be serious about fulfilling that contract you signed. If you the psalmist says that blessed is the man who swears to his own hurt and does not change. The man who makes a contract and then maybe later on realizes, that's not to my advantage to fulfill the promise I made in that contract. But the blessed is the man that goes ahead and fulfills the contract even when it's to his own hurt. Ultimately, God will bless him, even if, in the short term, in the temporary realm of things, it might look like he has lost out. So they were saying states are not permitted to pass any law that would impair the obligation of contracts because contract making is a sacred, a God-given right. Well, what's happened in our country since that day? Well, the Supreme Court and that revolution that took place in the Great Depression in the 1934 case of Home Building and Loan Association versus Blaisdell. This was a case in Michigan where houses were being foreclosed because of the economic disaster of the Great Depression taking place. And the state had issued a moratorium on mortgage foreclosures. And they were saying that you had to do this because, these people are going to lose their homes, so we need to give a special deal, kind of like a special deal is being done today. All kinds of new deals have to be cut and prevent people from foreclosing, even though the contract the homeowner entered into with the mortgage company would have called for the foreclosure. So here was a clear case in 1934 of the state issuing laws that impaired the obligation of contracts. And what did the Supreme Court say in Home Building and Loan Association v. Blaisdell? Well, they said state moratorium on mortgage foreclosures was reasonable under emergency circumstances. In other words, the Supreme Court said, the Constitution only applies when we think it applies. And we'll determine when it's reasonable or when it's unreasonable, putting the Supreme Court in a position our founders never designed it to have. Supreme Court cannot amend the Constitution. They can only enforce the Constitution in the judicial cases that come before them. They have no power to amend the Constitution. What should have happened there in 1934? Had we a Congress that did their job and upheld the oath of office they swore, would have those Supreme Court justices would have been impeached? And this case of Home Building and Loan Association v. Blaisdell would have been overturned, saying no. Article 1, Section 10 says that states cannot pass any law that would impair the obligation of contracts. They can't do that. Our Constitution says so. The only way you can change that is not some edict from the Supreme Court. The only way it can be changed is by amending the Constitution and saying this provision of Article 1, Section 10 no longer applies and states can pass laws that impair contracts.
I think David, what's so important is the realization that our founding fathers wanted to have fixed laws. They did not want to have a ruling elite, men, be able to change the law whenever they thought it was expedient. And unfortunately, this is what's happened. This is what's happened to our Supreme Court. And men have been put onto this court who don't believe in the Constitution, who believe in a ruling elite, and they make decisions having nothing to do with what our founding fathers intended, such as the various decisions that they've made as far as abortion, the decisions they've made as far as our economic system is concerned, are the decisions to take God and prayer out of our schools and out of our society as a prelude to the establishment of a dictatorship in America. And believe me, the people who took God and prayer out of our schools realized that if you could destroy the moral fabric of our society, you could destroy the society. And it was because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 and systematically destroyed the moral foundation of this country. Why? Because Masons have a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe, who is not the God of the Bible. But you go right ahead.
No, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes. And the result of this is that now, really, your contracts are always very questionable. You know, you sign a contract with somebody, and, hey, you don't have any guarantee that that person can't go, weeping or crying to some state legislator and persuade the state legislature to go ahead and abandon and say, no, that contract doesn't have to be enforced. So That means all people who are entering into any contract in business are doing so on a very risky and uncertain basis. And that's bad for the economy. That's bad for the individual's protection of their property and their rights. Now, what could happen, the Supreme Court's made their opinion. It's a wrong opinion. It's an unconstitutional opinion. But what should happen if we cannot win this battle at the federal level, which currently we don't have congressmen, senators, president, or Supreme Court justices that will right this wrong in our country, nonetheless, the states have agreed to this. Legislators in the states, governors of the states, judges of the states have all sworn an oath to uphold the United States Constitution as it was originally written, as it was originally understood, and not to kowtow. They don't swear an oath to kowtow to whatever the Supreme Court utters out of their mouth. No, they take an oath to support the Constitution and defend the Constitution and follow and obey the Constitution. So while at this point in time we don't have the structure in place to win at the federal level, nonetheless, all of these battles can be won on the state level if we teach state legislators what this Constitution says, what this Constitution obligates them to do as a state legislator or state governor.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought, David. We'll be right back.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg reminds listeners, while we await the return of our U.S. troops, let's not forget to focus on the home front. Let's strengthen our commitments at home to our children. Remember, our dedicated troops are serving to protect America's freedom and to preserve peace. If not for their courage, we would not be able to raise a family in a safe democracy. This is from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg, the name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Their number, 970-732-4321.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Now, if you're out there, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But, of course, we're hoping that if you have a question, you'll give us a call. David, I want you to put out information on the Institute of the Constitution, how people can get in touch with your organization, get a kit to begin teaching of the Constitution. First of all, you have to learn the Constitution, and then you have to learn how to teach it to others. Until the American people understand the foundation of our freedom, how can we possibly hope to regain it? Our freedom was based upon an understanding of a document that limited the power of government indefinitely. Government was to be limited so men could be free. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. Our leaders, the secret societies that control America today, want total government because they want power. They always have. They've been here since the very time when America was founded, but of course they've always had to maintain their secrecy because they make only a very small part of our society. And they know that the people, if they ever understood what was going on, would demand their arrest and their conviction and execution because these people are traitors, yet they're working at the highest levels of our government and they control our government today. Members of secret societies whose loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, and I guess that's well, they're afraid. That's why there's more policemen in Washington, D.C. protecting Congress than there are border patrols on the southern border of our country. You wonder what they're afraid of. Well, they know. But, yes, people can get a hold of us at the Institute on the Constitution and get a host kit, which is a turnkey way in which you can communicate the principles we're just talking about here of what our founders established, their philosophy of government, the working knowledge of the Declaration and the Constitution, as well as the Bill of Rights, and an understanding of what has taken place to go from the system of government, limited federal government, limited state governments, to the gargantuan Leviathan monster in Washington, D.C. today that gobbles up everything that we own and strips us of all of our rights. Now, what's happened to bring us to that place? What's taken place in transforming America? And then what is the route back? And this host kit is a real tool that anybody can use with a series of DVD lectures, student notebook. The host is given an answer key to in a host manual describing how to conduct each of the classes, an answer key to the test questions, and all that you need to conduct a class right out of the box. And you can get that host kit by either calling us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you prefer, please go to our website, theamericanview.com. Theamericanview.com. Right there on the front page, you'll see a button. Click to get a host kit or click to take our online version of the course. We now have the exact same course, same videos, same student materials and PDF documents, same tests that you can take online. Everything can be done from your home computer or your work computer, and you call us again, 866-730-9796 if you'd like to sign up and join us in taking the course online. We always encourage people to do it as a group because we know that the interactions that take place in a group setting as people talk about what they read in the newspaper today and connecting with what they're learning, that is so valuable, and what often comes out of that is an activism that is focused in the right direction of restoring the republic, going after those who are elected officials and challenging them, forcing them as much as we can to uphold their oath. And if they will not uphold their oath, then replacing them with those who do understand. I say to many of our graduating classes that they are now more qualified to hold office both in Washington, D.C., and in their state capital, because they know the truth and are committed to the truth of our Constitution. So get a host kit, start a group, even if it's a small group, a dozen, half dozen, any number of people, because you're going to impact lives. They're going to, in turn, impact other people. And as the message spreads like wildfire, ultimately we can take back our constitutional republic and restore it to the limits that our founders designed to protect our God-given rights. Well, back to the idea of not allowing state governments to impair the obligation of contracts, what the court has done, and they've upheld this with subsequent court decisions as well, but what they've done in 1934 is bring about a revolution, and that revolution means that the court has effectively amended the Constitution and added the phrase unreasonably in this clause here in Article 1, Section 10. The states may not unreasonably impair the obligation of contracts. But that word unreasonable is not in the original text, and the Supreme Court has no power to amend the Constitution. We just need to resist, and as I was saying earlier, if the state legislators, if the governors of the state, if the judges in the state did their duty, that is, they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, not to uphold whatever the Supreme Court says about the Constitution. No, uphold the Constitution. The states could restore that obligation of contract in their own jurisdiction. Obviously, they can't affect what another state's going to do, but in their own state, the boundaries of within their state, they can see that obligation of contracts, again, is treated as a sacred, God-given right that is protected and by the civil government, not attacked by the civil government. Well, going on from that, we have number seven of the prohibitions that states may not do. States may not grant titles of nobility. Again, we discussed this in our, looking at Article 1, Section 9 as a restriction on Congress. Titles of nobility were not just some nice fancy thing you hang on your wall. They came with real life privileges, usually economic privileges that were granted with the title of nobility, such that you might even call it a monopoly. Monopoly being granted to a certain individual that gives them economic power that they would not otherwise have without that title of nobility. States are prohibited from creating any such thing. I like the constitution of our state here in Maryland that says that monopolies are odious. They stink to high heaven. Why? Because they violate the God-given right to the pursuit of happiness. Again, that phrase, pursuit of happiness, has much been misunderstood in our day. It's talking about securing all of your God-given economic freedoms, your freedom to own property without hindrance by the government, your freedom to keep the fruits of your labor, your freedom to choose what kind of work you want to engage in, your freedom to contract freely with other people in those things. All of those things are your economic God-given rights, supposedly the purpose of government exists to protect.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network and our guest, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and it is so vitally important, if you believe in freedom, if you value your freedom, that you understand the foundation of our freedom, and then, of course, insist that our elected leaders abide by the oath that they swear to uphold the Constitution. Because we have people who've sworn to uphold the Constitution, who hate the Constitution, hate freedom, want a ruling elite. I've been bribed or certainly have compromised their principles so they go along with centralization of power with a ruling elite who control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process, the so-called democratic process. But remember, America is not a democracy. Our founders abhorred a democracy because they realized it always ends in tyranny. That's what Plato said in the Republic. Democracies always degenerate into despotism. That's why they want us in a democracy here, because the people who are behind the scenes want despotism. Go right ahead, David.
So when we add that grant of title of nobility is prohibited to the states, number 8 following that is that states may not, without the consent of Congress, tax imports as well as exports, except as necessary for inspection. So one state may not tax the imports from another state. Again, this was that purpose of creating a free trade zone among, well, originally the 13 states and now all 50 states that are in the union, that there would be no import tax when trading between states. Again, the provision that the courts have said, well, a state could charge a small fee in order to inspect goods transferring from one state to another. So if, fruit coming into the state of Colorado could have a fruit inspector to examine if there's diseases or insects and so forth that fruit would be bringing into their state that they would want to prohibit, they could charge a small fee in order to offset the cost of having to inspect those things coming into their state. But outside of that, no import tax or exports could be. Otherwise, there would be no free trade zone, which is exactly the problem that took place during the period under the Articles of Confederation, where states were treating one another as foreign countries and therefore charging import taxes and so on with goods coming across state lines. The beyond that, the ninth prohibition that states may not, also without consent of Congress, levy duty on tonnage of ships. And this was a measure to keep equal competition among the ports, primarily originally there on the East Coast, but eventually on the West Coast and the rest of our country as well, that are, again, the free trade zone and equal treatment from state to state that would take place if the states abided by this. The other restriction, number 10, is that they cannot keep troops or ships in peacetime. That is, the militia structure is designed at the state level to be all the able-bodied males who are not felons, who are part of that militia structure. They're to be trained, they're to be disciplined, they're to be structured with officers and so on in each level of that militia state structure, but they're not to keep a standing army. The militia are all individuals who have their own career, their own profession. They're not professional militaries. Even the officers of the militia are not professionals. Yes, there's obligations placed upon them certain days throughout the year when they are required to be at drill and so on. But outside of that, they are private citizens. They're not a standing army. And again, our founders, here's another structure built into our Constitution to prevent standing armies, because they knew the danger of a standing army is that petty tyrants will always attempt to use a standing army against the rights of the citizens. And often in history, what they most often do with the standing army is use it as the force that will tax the people. And if the people rise up and protest against the taxes and say these are not just tax, then they're going to use the army to force the payment of taxes. And so they had seen this already with the British in the events leading up to the War for Independence. They wanted to prohibit any standing army from stripping them of their God-given rights. So they cannot keep troops or even warships in peacetime. Then the 11th restriction on the states in Article 1, Section 10 is that they cannot make agreements or compacts with other states. In other words, they can't enter special deals. You know, a number of the states get together and form a special deal without the consent of Congress. And so that if there is going to be special deals, like I know out west, many of the states have water rights issues because the water may originate in the mountains in one state and it flows down through that state into the next state. And the water rights issues, really important decisions have to be made that if certain states form an alliance with one another may deprive other states. And so they wanted this a fair playing field to be established by Congress if such agreements were going to be entered into or compacts were going to be entered into by just some of the states rather than all of the states. And then number 12 on the list, and there's 12 things in Article 1, Section 10 that states cannot do. States cannot make war. They can respond to an invasion or imminent danger on their border, but they cannot declare war. War is to be declared by Congress. But if they're invaded, they have the right, the governor has the power and the legislature to declare an emergency, to call up their state militia, to respond to an invasion across their border. And it's very ironic because here's an illustration of what Arizona, in just a really, really minor, I mean, Arizona hasn't gotten serious about dealing with their border problem and the invasion coming across their border. They just said, well, look, we ought to be able to check the identifications of those who we happen to pull over the course of police duty and see if they belong here or if they're illegally in our state. And the federal government said, oh, you can't do that. Wait a minute. Why not? This says they can. If there's an invasion, they can respond to that invasion. Well, certainly Arizona is being invaded by illegal aliens, and they have the power, according to our Constitution, not only to pull them over on the road and check out if they're here legally or not, they have the power to expel them from their state. They have the power to call up the state militia of Arizona to defend its own border. And it's the federal government that's in violation of its commitments made through this Constitution to defend the state of Arizona and all of our states from invasion.
And but I think it's so important people understand. The reason is because our leaders are globalists. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to destroy America. David, thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we hope that you enjoy the program and have responsibility. Pastor David Whitney, because it's so vitally important that you understand the foundation of our freedom. We actually have a four-tape set going into the background of the Constitution. If you'd like to get it, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But if you really want to understand what's going on behind the scenes, of course, you need to get our four-tape set on the secret societies, the secret government. We have a secret government special. We have two four-tape sets, one on the secret government, one on secret societies. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. But what everybody's missed is, of course, they're founded in the occult. And they, of course, are involved with another religion, a mystical world intent upon creating this one-world dictatorship that will eventually be ruled over by this one-world ruler. And that has been the goal going all the way back to Nimrod 4,400 years ago. Understand where this is the culmination of an age-old dream that you're existing in today. And, of course, the wonderful utopian society that we've known and enjoyed is gone forever. It's not coming back again. And your job is to try to survive. Your job is to try to preserve as much in the way of freedom as we can here. And the only way you're going to do it is to understand the foundation of freedom and then understand our enemy. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. You need, of course, to get my talk on it's a DVD, it's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The fact that they're killing a million people a day throughout the world is covered in my talk on the population control, the covert agenda. And they really are. There are treatments for cancer that have been suppressed. There are new diseases being introduced into our society. They're poisoning our food. Of course, most people think about abortion and euthanasia, population control. But it's far more vast than that. And you're not supposed to know. You'll never learn this from the media, because the last thing they want you to understand is that you and your family have been targeted. We're moving into very difficult times. You need to be prepared for it. And we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and of course get the information that you'll need to be able to survive. We hope that many of you will be able to come to hear our talk. We're going to be talking on the 15th of September there in Denver, Colorado. We need more information. You can go to my website or go to my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and they'll go ahead and get the information for you as to how you come to the conference. And they've been asked to come. They're going to give me a couple of hours to talk. And, well, it really takes me that length of time really to develop the ideas. I'll be giving the talk, Agenda 21, the covert agenda. And there really is a covert agenda. It's being implemented today. It's designed to limit your freedom. And, of course, it's designed to push this population control agenda. And they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, that's crazy talk. And you're absolutely right. But we're dealing with people who have a different agenda. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice.